story number two. Forrest Jones, we're going to go to you with story number two. This piece coming out of WLRN, which is the NPR affiliate down here in South Florida. I'll read you the headline. I'll read you the first couple of graphs for us, and I want you to comment. Headline, work and wine, colon, South Florida's job market inflation keep outpacing the nation. First couple graphs go like this. Got milk? If so, it's probably cheaper than it was a year ago, but a glass of wine likely costs you more. Dairy products was one of the few grocery groups to actually fall in price in February compared to a year earlier, according to new regional inflation figures released Tuesday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Alcoholic beverage prices, however, they were up 8.8% in February in South Florida. South Florida continues to experience the highest inflation in the nation, while also one of the hottest job markets yet. Wage growth has slowed considerably from the first years of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's a closer look at the February statistics released this week. Mr. Jones, in going through the article, what would you say the takeaway is? Why is South Florida's inflation rate high? It's one of the highest in the country, as well as the jobs. Why are we doing so well? You would think it'd be one or the other, but somehow both of them are going upward.
Oh yeah, people are moving here. Industries that weren't here a few years ago are, you know, financial technology. Certain areas of finance are here. If you look at jobless figures, the February jobless figure was jobless was 2.4 in South Florida. Compare that to 3.9 nationwide. If you look at our inflation rate, it's 4.9 in February compared to 3.2. A lot of that's fueled by rent, home, and as you point, alcoholic drinks and other drinks. The economy's on firm footing. People are has some legs beneath it. People are moving here. What's going forward on that? The Fed has stopped raising interest rates. When will it cut? That's the thing. Most people are thinking for three moves this year. But consumer prices are still a little high. So, with people relocating, it's a great place to be. And if new industries, that's the thing. Now with South Florida, can it continue this? Is the South Florida economy, is it more diversified than it was a few years ago? Absolutely. But is it still somewhat, how do I word this, heavily reliant on tourism and real estate? There's probably more room for improvement there. So as of right now, it looks like, it's defying national trends. Wouldn't be the first time South Florida has done that.
Interesting. Forrest, let me ask you a follow-up question. Generally speaking, I've always heard that the stock market is giving you an indication of 6 months in the future, and the unemployment rate or the labor statistics are 6 months in the past, if you will. So, that's looking backwards, and the stock market kind of looks forward. Here we are in March. Prices are high, but I've noticed at the grocery store, some stuff is starting to come down. What's your gut feel as somebody who was born and raised in South Florida? You've seen a lot of ups and downs over the course of your lifetime. What's the sense you get now that the winter buying season is over? It's going to wrap up in April. Would you expect things to continue going downward as we get into at least the local feel as we get into the summer? Or do you think that we're still positioned for strong prices going forward?
I think prices will cool. They have been cooling and they will. I think the good news here, and I can get to this later, is that we as our monetary authorities are they steering us away from a recession down the road? It looks like they probably will. So if things cool a little bit, if we get corrections, That's a much welcome alternative than what we're hearing a year ago in sort of inflation. And then as far as loose monetary policies reverberating in South Florida and abroad, it's been rough. People have felt it nationwide, but we certainly haven't seen these cries of hyperinflation and things like that by any means. I think galloping would be at 10%. Things to go higher. So, so for all practical purpose, things have been pretty tough in Florida and here, but, things will cool, I think. And, we'll see from there.
Well, it
hasn't been that.
I'm sorry, Forrest. I didn't mean to interrupt, but, this is sort of for the floor. You know, what I gauge the economy by is happy hours. I look at happy hours. I'm an avid believer as happy hours are offered. That basically reflects what's going on. If the market is strong, there's no freaking happy hours. If the market is struggling or people don't have as much cash to burn or the restaurants, and granted, every restaurant's different, every bar's different. But if the restaurant's struggling, they want cash flow. They need to keep the lights on and keep the employees busy. They're going to offer some happy hours. I've seen some happy hours from places I would not have expected. Anybody have any thoughts about the happy hour perspective?
We're going to see a lot of restaurant closures because there's been a, I think there's been a downturn in the restaurant and bar business. Especially, you know, for reasons unrelated to the economy, but perhaps like in Miami Beach with the curfews, spring break curfews and all that. And now that season is over, I mean, next Monday is Easter. That's basically the end of season and all the snowbirds are heading back. So I think it's restaurants that have been sort of teetering on the edge, they're going to be closing in the next couple of months. And I think that's going to be a sort of a telltale sign of the slowdown, basically.
I agree. I'm noticing you're not seeing as many details on Uber Eats anymore. There was a point where they were given 40% off and all these restaurants were jumping in. You're not seeing a lot of discounts anymore from restaurants.